This is the FCB Podcast Network.
Turn it up. I don't see no competition. The latest celebrity news and gossip. So you better ask permission. It's tea time with Ro on the Outlaws Radio Show. If you wanna roll
with me. All right, y'all. So I have like so much tea because, you know, I missed last week and I got a lot. But we gonna start off with Jay-Z. I've never spoken of him, so this is new news. Like, I'm usually on particular type of celebrities, if you may. But so the awards just bypassed us, and they just actually named Jay-Z the greatest rapper of all time. And that is in the top 50, I believe. I mean, I don't know how I feel about that, truthfully, because, I mean, he's great. He's good, but I wouldn't say the greatest.
I think it's blasphemous. And I am a Jay-Z fan. Haven't been too crazy about his last couple albums, but in general, I'm a Jay-Z fan. Jay-Z is in my top five without question. Number one, though?
Yeah.
Number one? No. I'll just say it. This is where I'm coming from. This is what it is. Tupac is number one for me.
Period. So, you know what? Actually, Darvio, I want to tell you this. I'm going to go with the first. I'm going to give you the first 10, okay? Because there's 50, but I'm just going to give you the first 10, okay? So, we're going to go from 1 to 10. Jay-Z is number 1. Kendrick Lamar is number 2. Number 3 is Nas.
Hold on. Let's do this because I want to go through. I'm going to tell you if I will put them in the top 10 or not. All right, go ahead. Start again from number 1.
Start number 1. Okay. Jay-Z.
He's Kendrick top five, Lamar. not number one. Kendrick Lamar, top 10, not number 2.
Nas.
Top 5.
Tupac.
He's my number 1.
Eminem.
Top 10.
Notorious B.I.G.
He's in my top 5.
Lil Wayne.
I could see a case for top 10.
Drake.
Yeah, Drake would probably be the highest of the quote unquote new rappers for me. He's in my top 10.
All right. And the most, you know, Uncle Snoop Dogg.
I would have Ice Cube above Snoop, but I could. That's debatable. You could argue that.
Wow, Darvio. And number 10, Nicki Minaj.
Nah, I disagree.
That's absurd.
Nicki Minaj out of the female rappers.
No. That's absurd.
What do you think
She should not be in the top 10. Like, we're not giving brownie points just because you're a woman. Like, I'm sorry. If you're going to play this sport, then like, we're not about to give, you know, brownie points. Like, if it was a top 10 women's list, then yeah, she's top 10. But like, ain't no way in the world you telling me that.
So who would you replace with Nicki Minaj?
If it had to be a woman, Lil' Kim.
No.
Okay, let's take a woman out.
If we're gonna make it a woman, it'd be Lil' Kim.
Why are we doing that?
But what if it was a
why
man?
Is it not just the greatest? Why is it not just the top, the best rapper?
So to me, all right. So like I said, if we're gonna do woman, I would say Lil' Kim. If we're not gonna do woman, like
Ice Cube. Darvio, let me just tell you where Lil' Kim is.
Ain't neither one of them better than Ice Cube. Ain't neither one of them more important than like Rakim. Yeah. Ain't none of like what are we doing?
So wait. So Little Kim is actually at number 31. Who did you say, Dirk?
31? 31? Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. Let me process this. Okay. Nicki Minaj is in the top 10.
Over but Lil the Kim woman over hold Lauryn
on.
Hill.
Hold on. Check this out. Nicki Minaj is in the top 10. Over the woman who created the blueprint that she followed?
Yep.
How does that work?
Listen, whoever made this list is delusional.
Where do you agree or disagree with this top 10?
Well, I don't think Lil Wayne should be in the top 10.
I don't either, but I think that's a defensible position. I don't think
so. Who would you replace Lil Wayne with?
I'm partial to guys who paved the way. So like, I liked Lil Wayne when I was growing up, but as I grew up, I realized like a lot of Lil Wayne's bars was kind of like, this basic and trivial. And plus there's this whole cloud about, like, did people write for him, which it kind of seems like they did. I know Gilly definitely helped him along the way. We'll just leave it at that. But I mean, I just don't think that, I don't think he's one of the 10 quote greatest rappers. And I mean, that could be, that leaves things very wide open, right? Like, I'm okay with Jay-Z being number one, because when you take a look at it, like, Jay-Z got more than enough classic albums. I think his bars was top tier. I think he was.
Yeah, it's a defensible position. I disagree with it, but it's a defensible position.
He lasted long. I mean, that's just like, if somebody says like Pac and Big can't be number one for me because like they just weren't around long enough, like, I'm cool with that. Like, that's fine with me, because in reality, it's true. Like, we talking, if you giving me Jay-Z's career versus Tupac's career, I'm taking Jay's career because I get 25 years of, like, for the most part, you know, the last, you could say like now he doing features and stuff, but I mean, Jay-Z's 50 years old.
Don't forget though, they was releasing Tupac albums until 2006.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he wasn't making nothing new.
Or is that just the new 23?
Hmm?
Say it
like
again.
In 23 is like Jay-Z, like the new best rapper, like over.
I mean, he's 50. He's 53. Say,
like, here's the thing. It's that one isn't as much of an abomination to me because Jay-Z is in my top five no matter what, right? So it's,
I like the older Jay-Z, just like I like the old.
I do too.
Kind of
I do too. But for me, it's Pac, Nas, Big, Jay, and Cube. That's my top five.
You know what? Actually, I was going to tell you, Ice Cube is on, he's on the list, number 18.
No, he's top five. How do you feel about that, Dante? 18?
Yeah, I mean, Cube was, somebody could argue, I guess you can make the argument that Cube isn't top five. I don't know if 18 feels kind of low.
Yeah, you can
because
make
Because I'm also thinking, top I also.
Five for me, but how do you say he's not top 10?
Well, because right. It just, right. You know, a lot of these, even in sports where it's like greatest versus best, right? Okay. I think, you know, greatness and best could be different, right? Like, I think, I don't really think anybody is necessarily better than Ice Cube or like, yeah, better or greater. That's my thing. Like, all right, you could argue that like newer guys have more creative bars and all that type of stuff, but like, I don't really understand how you could say that you're greater than people who built this.
It's almost like,
you can, yeah, I feel like I would,
you might be better than them.
Like, you know, I appreciate it, but I feel like, you know, these dudes, right, you know, like they the one that paved the way.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't greater. Like, Kendrick is not greater than Rakim. He might be better than him.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, like Eric B and Rocket, like that guy built this.
We got to get Robin. Yeah, we got.
Like, I might built know his music, this,
but I don't know his name.
Yeah, so because, Kendrick could be better than.
I see
Cube.
What you're saying. That's the same
because argument. He's
that's
a.
That's the Nicki Minaj, Lil Kim argument I'm making. So yeah, so I see what you're saying. Like
yeah, like it,
because Rakim. I mean, go ahead. Rakim, Nas got the blueprint from Rakim. Tupac was similar to Rock. You know what I mean? Rock him.
That's your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
I'm going to have to go look him up after the show because, I mean.
Yeah, a lot of the guys that you like the most got a lot of their cadence and style. Rock him was the first guy who was rapping like that.
Yep.
Wow, so Nas basically got his sauce from him.
Yeah,
everybody did. It's a copycat sport.
Because, well, before, right, before you had people like a Rakim and the rappers before that was like, you know, hey, yo, where'd it go? You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff. Like they were doing those kind of like that kind of like cartoony, blah, you know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff. Wow. And Rakim was the one who switched that whole thing up and spoke and started doing more like a poet. You know what I mean?
I wish more rappers were like that because I like that stuff.
Yeah.
I like that. This new type of rap, I just can't seem to like.
A guys that I can rock with. Like I like Drake. I'm a Drake fan. Rick Ross is my dude. I love Rick Ross. I do like Kendrick. Kendrick is a really
Kendrick's good.
J. Cole is a rapper. You know what I'm saying? So I like some of the newer guys, but I'm with you, Robin. Like this it's hard for me to kind of like. and they like they say wild stuff and the cadence be off. And you're like,
they be making sound effects mostly.
That's why I like. That's why I think Jay is. That's why I think Jay got the greatest argument in my opinion for being the greatest. For being the greatest, because Jay-Z put out classics in the 90s. He put out classics in the 2000s. He was still pretty good in the 2010s. And
yeah, Blueprint 3 was an incredible album.
Like, I mean, Jay has really been great for 3 decades.
Yeah.
And that takes time. That takes an incredible amount of talent. But two, it also takes you got to be able to adapt.
I think it's, like I said, I think it's an arguable position. He's not number one for me. Tupac is number one for me, hands down, period. But Jay-Z is in my top five, right? So is there really that much of a difference between one and three, right? or four for me, because I got it. To me, it's Pac, Nas, Big, Jay, and Cube. That's my top five. If you had to do a top five, what's your top five, Dante?
Man, that's hard off the top of my head, because I don't know, like, in terms of talent.
Dante, I went through the list of 50 just real quick. I don't have, like, I can just read through the list real fast. Like, would you be able to grasp it and just pick who you wanted?
Well, I could tell you right now. So, like, in terms of talent and greatness, I try to fuse them. Mm-hmm. I feel like the three most talented guys I've ever heard, well, four most talented guys I ever heard, in no order, are Jay, Rakim, and I'm putting Rakim in there just off sheer greatness, because all of y'all wanted to be like me, so I must, like, it don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if you come after me.
That's defensive.
Y'all want to be, all the guys that you love me. So Rakim is goated in that standpoint for me.
So wait, Dante?
But wait. Jay, Rakim, Nas, Big, and Ye. Those are the five most talented people I've ever heard.
That's about to break your heart. Okay. So number 13, he is on number 13, Rakim.
Okay.
And Kanye is on number 11.
11.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, where we are with Kanye, I could see somebody saying, like, I don't even want him on a list. You know what I mean? Like, just because of, like, where we are. Like, I'm sure, I mean, come on, this is a Billboard list. Like, come on, you know, there were probably some people that from the group that he's been speaking out against that are involved with making this list. You know what I mean? Like, I can understand him not making the list, but I just personally think
it doesn't help. Yeah, he should stop offending.
It's like making a point guard list in 2050 without having Magic Johnson. It's like, okay, there may be guys who have come up because the game is so advanced that now Magic, you could say, like, oh, well, he played in the 80s. It's now 2075. Like, we've got guys that are bigger, stronger, faster than him. But it's like, yeah, all these guys that you admire, their favorite point guard was Magic Johnson. Everybody wanted to be like Magic. So he got to be on from now until the end of time.
Well, and this is one of the reasons, and then Robin, we'll move on to the next topic. But this is one of the reasons why I don't really care for the LeBron Jordan debate all like that, because first of all, it's hard to compare eras and the game has changed so much. Now, for me, I have Jordan as my one and LeBron as my two. But I think people who have LeBron as their one, I think it's a defensible argument. And it's hard. It's hard to compare eras like that when things have changed so much. You know what I mean? Where do you put, so like in rap, where do you put a Kumo D on that list?
Or a KRS-One.
Exactly. Where do you put guys like that on that? They belong on the list. Like
Scarface.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Guys that didn't have the commercial success. But like, if you put them in a booth, they would dog some of these guys. Like, if you just put Jadakiss at his best in a booth with Drake, he would eat his heart.
What do you do with it?
Better than him. But Drake makes better songs. He makes better music. But like, if we just talking, if we just on a street corner in the Bronx or in Brooklyn or wherever in Philly, Jay or Jadakiss.
I'll give you another one.
Somebody like Beanie Siegel, these guys dog some of these guys today.
Yeah, and I'll give you another. What do you do with the Tech N9ne?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, here's a guy who has never really had mainstream success like that, but he's one of those guys who's your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
Yep.
And he's incredible. He's incredible. You know what I mean? So it's it's always hard. That's why I look at it like the Jordan LeBron thing. I don't really think that there's a wrong answer to that. I pick Jordan because I think Jordan did more with less, because LeBron is just naturally physically more gifted and talented. But I don't think there's a wrong answer on that, because it's just, it's hard. It's hard when you're, you know what I mean? Like, and then other people are making, I've heard other people make arguments like, okay, well, how come Kareem doesn't get consideration, doesn't get GOAT consideration? How come Kobe doesn't get GOAT consideration? Like, or Magic, right? So it's like, it's hard. It's when you make these lists, it's hard because eras change, and there, you know what I mean? How do you compile the best in order when you're talking about over 20, 30, 40, 50 years? How do you do that?
And that's why I think it is also a difference between like who's the greatest and then who's the best, because there will be better West Coast rappers than Cube. But I don't know if you could say somebody is greater than him, because he, to me, for my money, Cube is the first real guy from the West Coast that people really respected. Because I can just tell you, a lot of back East, you know, those guys on the West Coast wasn't really respected like that. Like, and the same thing from the South, right? That's the other thing with rap, right? There is cultural and locale differences too, where like East Coast rap is just different from, you know, the sound that came out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And the sound that comes out of New Orleans is different than the sound that comes out of Texas, right? Mm-hmm. And Cali got their own separate thing, because you got the LA guys, but then you also got the Northern California. Like, that's a totally different sound. And you got
the Midwest sound where we're at. It's different. Right. You know what I mean? With Bone and Twista and MGK, like their sounds are different.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So absolutely. All right. Since we went way over on that one, Robin, we got a few minutes left. Pick the best one, the next best one you got left.
Oh, wow. So I was going to hit you with a little Beyonce, but I don't think that's the best one. You know what? I got to hit you with some hot tea. So since y'all went over and, you know, like some little sassiness, y'all wouldn't stop talking. So Drake, we gonna go with that one. That one's good. We going with that one?
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. So Drake is ordered to sit for deposition in an XXXTentacion murder trial. Drake, of all people, he's like Degrassi. Like what? But, you know, apparently, you know, just, you know, by rumors, based off of what I've read and, you know, my research that I've done, I read that, you know, XXXTentacion said before he was killed that if anything happened to him, Drake had something to do with it. And not long after the slaying of him, there was a song that came out by Drake, and in his lyrics, he was basically saying, if you would have kept your mouth shut, you would have still be alive.
Wow.
Or no, so if you kept your mouth shut on live, you'd still be alive.
Wow. So I will say this. I have not heard that song, so I can't confirm or deny whether he did or didn't say that, because I haven't heard it. I will say this, and this is not necessarily that I agree with this, because I think it's a First Amendment issue when prosecutors start using rap lyrics against you. You don't see them do that in any other genre of music or of any other genre in entertainment, period. But as long as they're going to do that, rappers, you need to be more careful about what you say in your lyrics.
Man.
Because
Drake, like what?
Anything you like, say
by that.
Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. like rappers,
it don't matter who you are, what celebrity you are, it don't matter.
That's right. Rappers have to be more careful. Dante, close us out.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I have no idea. I'm really kind of curious to see where this goes. My guess would be it doesn't go anywhere, just because, like, you're not really going to be able to, probably, you're not really going to be able to tie Drake to this young man's murder. But I mean, who knows? I'd be shocked if it went anywhere, but I'm really interested to see what happens.
Do you agree with prosecutors using rappers' lyrics against him?
If you stupid enough to actually be doing the wild stuff that you're saying, then yes. But then I also, I mean, like you said, this isn't a thing for every other genre of music, right? So, or entertainment. So yes and no, because I think we should punish stupidity, but I also, you know, I also see the other side, like, well, we don't do it when rock and roll stars, you know, talk about using drugs, and then once somebody on their tour bus has an overdose, like, should they be held responsible? Like, we don't do that. So I don't know, but, you know, if you are making songs about selling drugs and shooting people and you're actually doing that, well, yeah, you need to go sit down.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've had this conversation before.
Yes. I agree with that. I have an issue with them using it on First Amendment grounds, but if you're actually committing the crimes that you're talking about, then yeah, you're probably going to pay a stupid tax.
This has been a presentation of the FCB Podcast Network, where real talk lives. Visit us online at fcbpodcasts.com.